Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cliff Hethcott. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Scott. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jack Scott. And now, play ball. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field. Hethcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to third for the out. Friberg moves to second. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive towards right. Youngs catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terry for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Hollocker moves to third. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freiberg takes first base on ball 4. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Smith to Bancroft covering second. The throw back to home, and Hollocker is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heathcote, who is chasing the ball. Musel reaches third base with a triple. Frisch goes all the way around to score. It's 1 to nothing, Giants. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Scott, and towards Frisch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krug for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stengel hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Freiberg. Smith reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards left. Miller catches it and throws to second to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Frisch hits a line drive into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive towards first. Kelly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freiberg strikes out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngs bunts for a single. Musial moves to second. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly bunts in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Youngs moves to second. One out. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 2 in the game. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stengel for the out. Youngs moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 3 in the game. Bancroft hits a fly ball into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a fly ball into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heathcote moves to third. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 3 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Heathcote scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freiberg hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.